one of the easiest things for us to do here in the developing world is to take lighting for granted. Monrovia has less than 1% of the population with access to the grid, electrical grid, and the rest of the country has nothing at all. And so the ability to light the night for the Liberian people, caring for the people that are afflicted by Ebola, is absolutely huge because, as you're aware, there is no vaccine, there is no cure. And so the best thing to do with patients is to keep them hydrated, keep them clean, and you can do that at night with lights. It's very hard to do that in darkness.
What are some of the other challenges? You mentioned the Ebola crisis, which of course is still spreading throughout West Africa. So what are some of the challenges really unique to Liberia that you all are really focusing on?
Our lights have multiple impacts. They're actually transformational to the recipient. And so without having any lighting at night and having a decimated healthcare system, the ability for families to take care of ill patients, if someone has an injury at night, someone is sick from something else, the lights make a huge amount of difference in the ability to care for people. I lived in Africa for 20 years, and I think one of the areas that people really don't understand is how incredibly dark it gets without any type of ambient light whatsoever. And the alternatives are kerosene lanterns, which are expensive, dangerous, they catch on fire. The soot is inhaled and it's bad for people's health. The other two alternatives are either diesel generators people don't have or conventional flashlights. And so our products exceed mil spec and they provide light all night long.
Can you tell us exactly how they work and how cost effective they are?
People in the developing world, according to the World Bank, will spend up to 15% of their income on kerosene or conventional flashlights, which obviously are not renewable or not rechargeable. Our lights have they're made here in the United States, and they have a solar panel, which is encapsulated with a high-tech PET EVA. They have a very integrated circuit board inside, a printed circuit board. And then we use Cree LEDs. Cree is a North Carolina company, and LEDs are light-emitting diodes, and they provide a great amount of illumination for a small amount of power. And so you put all those together, and you have a product which provides all-night light for 2 years, every single night, before the battery needs to be replaced.
How accessible are they for the people in the communities?
The advantage we have is that these are completely portable. They're completely waterproof, and not only are they waterproof, they're airtight. And the reason we make them airtight is in the humid environment of West Africa, if the moisture gets inside the light and hits the circuit board, it will eventually destroy that light. And so they're basically indestructible, and they take no training, and they're incredibly portable, of course. The best way to look at them is actually a portable solar-powered light bulb.
And you say once they're powered up, they can last throughout the night?
Yes. The way the LEDs work is they take, like I said, a small amount of energy, and they were able to provide lighting and illumination all night long for the people of Liberia. I'd also like to add that in 1989, I served as a U.S. diplomat, American diplomatic corps in Abidjan and Cote d'Ivoire, which is next to Liberia, of course. And so I was heavily involved in reporting on the first civil war in Liberia, the 1989 civil war. And so I have a great deal of familiarity with Liberia and the people of Liberia, and it would really be great to be able to help them out by getting lights to them.
So for you, then, this is also very personal.
It's deeply personal. The Liberian War was just an incredibly brutal war. Over 200,000 people were killed, and many more hundreds of thousands were displaced and refugees. And the country was just coming back under President Sirleaf's second term and was really doing well. And this is just a devastating blow for the people of Liberia. So, yes, it's personal. It's deeply, deeply personal.